This is a Fox News alert. Israel reportedly launching an attack against Iran late Thursday night. Fox's Jennifer Griffin with the latest from the Pentagon.
The Pentagon is not officially commenting on any of the reports of explosions that have taken place inside Iran as well as in Syria and Iraq tonight. But a well-placed U.S. military source confirms to me that what appears to be Israeli strikes inside Iran have taken place, but I am told that they are, quote, limited in nature. So what we have heard so far from Iranian press is that there were three explosions in the Isfahan area. That is the location of the Natanz nuclear facility. We have no indication as of yet that the Natanz facility was the target or any of the nuclear facilities were a target.
This comes less than a week after Iran launched a massive drone and missile attack against Israel last weekend. More than 100 anti-Israel protesters have been arrested after staging an overnight demonstration at Columbia University. Congresswoman Ilhan Omar's daughter among those detained, Fox's Rich Edson.
This is all wrapped into this hearing that we had on Capitol Hill yesterday where the president of Columbia testified about anti-Semitism on campus. Congresswoman Ilhan Omar's daughter says that she is one of the three students that has been suspended. Isra Harisi says she's never been reprimanded in her 3 years at Barnard College. That's Columbia's partner school. Barnard's administration says it has made multiple requests for them to leave and that it started suspending students. Now, because of that and because of her tweet, you've got other members of the squad who were also asking questions at that hearing yesterday.
The U.S. has vetoed a widely backed U.N. resolution that would have paved the way for full United Nations membership for the state of Palestine. There's no country of Palestine, but 140 other countries have already recognized it as such. America's listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
Hush money trial of former President Donald Trump a step closer to opening arguments. Two jurors dismissed Thursday in Donald Trump's hush money trial. Seven were added. Fox's Nate Foy.
Now we're at 12 jurors seated with an alternate as well. So five more alternates need to be selected. But court ended with the judge, Juan Merchan, saying we have our jury. Speaking of the two that were sent home, that happened for different reasons for each one. One of them was a man who the DA's office found an article online showing that at least someone with the same name had been arrested in the 1990s for tearing down conservative political signs. The other was a woman who felt that she couldn't serve impartially because she had fears that she might be identified after family and friends had asked her if she was one of the jurors.
President Biden campaigned in the swing state of Pennsylvania Thursday, where he picked up an endorsement.
What an incredible honor to have the support of the Kennedy family.
The president getting the nod from Kerry Kennedy and over a dozen members of the Kennedy clan as Robert F. Kennedy Jr. runs for the White House. The latest Fox News polls revealing a nail-biter of a race in two critical swing states. Former President Trump has a small lead in two others.
In Georgia, former President Trump leads President Biden by 6 points. In Michigan, he leads by just three. In Wisconsin and Pennsylvania, it's an even split, each with 48%. Former President Trump does better with independents, but President Biden does even better with suburban women. In Georgia, 21% of black voters support former President Trump. In Michigan, 19% do. Now, on the issues, voters largely across these states trust President Biden more on abortion, health care, and election integrity, but trust former President Trump Trump more on the border, the economy, and foreign policy, although in Georgia, Trump is slightly more trusted on abortion. Jessica Rosenthal, Fox News.
The spring home buying season off to a sluggish start as home buyers contend with elevated mortgage rates and rising prices, falling 4.2% in March. I'm Sue Gusman. This is Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. NetSuite.com/fox.